It's rush hour at the local community center in Lubachov, 15 kilometers from the border with Ukraine. Danuta Kacpiak is a retired Russian language teacher and is collecting goods donated by people from all over Europe.
We are helping people on the other side of the border, the ones who stayed behind, who can't leave. Yesterday, we witnessed an incident when a disabled boy was not allowed to leave Ukraine because he was over 18. He and his family were forced to turn back. I could not bear to watch it, but we have to help.
Many of the goods are meant for the Ukrainian army.
We are packing plastic plates for the army on the other side of the border because they have a lack of everything. We are sending food, bread, everything that is easy to prepare.
Since Russia invaded Ukraine, Danuta has been driving across the border every day.
Our driver took a family of 9 people to his house. We were all crying with them when we saw the tragedy. The children were so weak and the mothers were passing out.
Crossing the border is always tricky, but the women say that today they have a lucky day because the border guard is someone they know and it's going to be hopefully much easier to bring the goods in.
I am going to cry. They have just crossed the border.
Danuta is relieved to find a less chaotic situation than in the past few days.
They are not giving up. It's hard. This woman has traveled for 4 days, but she does not need to stay long at the border because the queue is shorter than before. People seem less exhausted. This time, I'm not crying, as you can see.
Danuta's mission has been accomplished for now, but she will return with more goods as long as Russia's missiles and rockets force people out of Ukraine.